Now we jump from a so-called crime pandemic to the AIDS pandemic. Wednesday is National HIV Testing Day here in the States. To mark the day, a handful of prominent black actors, including Regina King and Indigo, are leading the One in a Million campaign, their goal to test 1 million African Americans for HIV/AIDS. For more, I'm joined now by Indigo here in studio, star of the Showtime series Weeds. Nice to have you, Indigo.
Thank you for having me.
Also, Dr. Alon Dumiba, a vice president of global program operations for the World Health Organization, JPIGO, I think I said that correctly. The organization is an affiliate of Johns Hopkins University. Doctor, welcome to you as well.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Let's begin, Indigo, with your being here. What is the – you're going to try to get a million people tomorrow.
Yes. Technically by December of 2008.
By December of 2008.
Yeah, so we're giving people a year and a half, which is plenty enough time.
How are you – what's the main way that you are going to try to accomplish this?
Well, I feel like to be able to make a living doing what you love to do, being a celebrity, I feel like you're obligated to give back in some sort of way. It's no secret that people in the limelight, people pay attention to them, they listen to what they say, they're influenced by them in a lot of ways. So I think having the celebrity faces attached to this will help.
Now, Dr. Dumiba, let me bring you in to talk about how to do this in conjunction with the global effort. What does it really take, do you think, to get people to take that step and go ahead and get tested?
Yeah, there is a lot of work involved, particularly in developing countries. Most importantly, it's education and information. There is a lot of stigma out there, mm-hmm. and stigma is something that prevents people from getting out and looking for testing. There is also the just plain issue of having locations and places where testing can be done. And in many countries, particularly in Africa, there are limited opportunities actually for getting tested.
Indigo, I'm assuming, as I look at you, that you're in your 20s.
Yes, I just turned 23 yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you. How much of an issue is this? The doctor mentioned the stigma of getting tested. Talk to us about how people in your age group look at the whole concept of going to get tested, and do you even talk about it among yourselves?
One thing I've noticed, just outside of my age group specifically, is that for whatever reason, with African Americans, there just seems to be a stigma in general about going to the doctor for anything. I mean, you talk about mental health, anything. The one excuse that I've heard from everybody when I've said, why don't you go to the doctor? Why don't you get tested? They always say, I'm afraid I might find out something bad. Which obviously, you know, I can understand that fear. It's a legitimate fear, but I mean, let's be honest, if you wait until it's the last minute, you're really going to find out something bad, and at that point it's going to be too late to do anything about it. So I also know that a lot of young people, they're uneducated in this issue, so they really still seem to think that AIDS is not a black disease, mm-hmm. which is crazy, because if you look at the statistics, it's overwhelming how devastating it is in our community.
In the world of dating, one more question for you before I go back to the doctor. In the mm-hmm. world of dating, is that something that comes up? In other words, would you say to a person or a person say to you, have you been tested?
I have had that conversation with people. I was usually the one to initiate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the most glamorous thing to bring up, I guess. But, you know, if the bottom line is you have to protect yourself and you have to respect yourself. So if you bring that up to someone and they get defensive, then that's not someone that you need to be dealing with.
I understand. Doctor, what about that, this culture? You talked about the stigma. Is that an issue for people even beyond the age that Indigo and her associates might be, in terms of how willing they are, A, to talk about it, and B, do something about it?
Yeah, it basically goes beyond the 20 and something. It has to do sometimes with lack of knowledge, just not knowing the basics, how HIV AIDS is transmitted, what are some of the potential consequences, what treatment are available. Sometimes it has to do with just you know, not having access to treatment, or the perception of not being able to, you know, reach a clinic, and therefore saying to yourself, you know, why should I bother get tested if I cannot get treated? So these are some of the logistics and cultural issues. Sometimes it's also religion, religious and cultural, socio-cultural factors that also constrain people from going out and getting tested.
Now, I understand that you guys tested publicly yesterday.
Yes,
how did that go?
I didn't have a problem with it. I don't think anyone had a problem with it. I did notice some people were nervous. Some of them had never been tested. Others probably hadn't been tested in a while. I get tested every year just to be in the habit of doing it. I've been getting tested for 6 years now. I just got tested in December, so I already was up to date with my status. But it was beautiful. It was beautiful to see all those people there doing something for a good cause and actually caring about their health.
Now, we only have about a minute to go. So for people who don't know and are mm-hmm. wondering, the test itself, I imagine that it's just really quick, right?
Painless, easy, quick. No needles. For people that are afraid of needles, it wasn't like that. It's a cotton swab. And you get your results back in 20 to 40 minutes.
All right. So you are you confident that you're going to be able to get a million people to sign up?
I think so. I think if we keep pushing the issue, I know all of my friends that I've talked to since yesterday, I've told them to go get tested. I wouldn't feel right if I didn't encourage them to get tested after being involved in this. So I think so. I think we can do it. If we hit up the churches and the schools, I think we can get it done.
Really quickly, Doctor, are you confident also?
Oh, yeah. We are diversifying the ways we do it. We just stay at hospital and clinics. We are now starting to work with communities and doing testing exactly like she just described, at community level, getting lay people involved in testing and counseling. And it's helping to reach out to people.
Dr. Alon Damiba is Vice President of Global Program Operations for the World Health Organization, JAPIGO. He joined us from WIPR in Baltimore, and here in studio with me in NPR West, actress Indigo from the Showtime series Weeds.